Greetings from Oklahoma City and the Chesapeake Energy Arena, where they are committed, community, together, here in OKC. That's part of the iconography queue, as we're joined by Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier, and they've got all kinds of signs here of building a real community roar that comes sweeping down the plains when the Thunder play here. And there's been some amazing games here. I mean, I think back to the Western Conference Finals, Game 6, 2016, Klay Thompson, 5 threes in the fourth quarter. And this is some amazing stuff we've seen here in this series between these two teams over the past several years.
Amazing, amazing games, amazing kind of individual performances. You know, our team's sort of been galvanized here in certain ways with strength and its wins, and it's a really tough place to play. I mean, you just mentioned their togetherness and their communal, and they get loud in here, and it's, you know, I don't want to say they dislike us, but they like to beat us.
So before the game, we always like to go walking in various cities, and we've done this in Memphis, we've done this in Portland, and now something very special as we go walking in OKC with Q. And our tour starts in Bricktown in Oklahoma City, and we're outside the American Banjo Museum, experiencing a world-class museum dedicated to celebrating the music and the heritage of America's instrument, the banjo. And there's always like a vibe down here in Oklahoma City in this Bricktown area queue that's energizing, and it makes not just the experience you feel inside the arena in OKC part of the community, but sort of like it spills out on the streets here in this area that's an entertainment district that brings people from here to the arena. And you look across the way, there's the Cox Convention Center where the Oklahoma City Blue, their G League affiliate, plays, and the Santa Cruz Warriors come out and play, and then just across from that, the Chesapeake Energy Arena. And here we are in Bricktown, and kind of think about where this season has gone thus far. For you guys, the coaching staff, and what you want to do to here, finish strong, what are some of the things you guys are thinking about?
Well, I think just what you said, we need to finish strong. You know, we want to be number one in the West, and perfect case scenario, we're number one in the league. So we've started to focus more on details in practice and in the games, and started to focus a little bit more on lineups. And once everyone's healthy, and that's kind of the next big picture is health and the last push. But speaking of Bricktown, I'm looking around and everything's brick. Is there a reason they call this place Bricktown?
I think it's simply that it looks like an old warehouse district that has come to life. You know, just across the way by a body of water, and like just like right next to that was a little area where the Toby Keith I Love This Bar was. And KD, when he was here playing for the Thunder, there was a restaurant that a group got together with him, and they had a really nice like a menu you open, and it lit up, and it was a really nice spot by back over here through Bricktown.
I've been by it. I've never been in, but when Kevin came to us the first year, I was walking down through Bricktown along the river, and there it was. KD's, it was still called KD's at that time, but obviously changing ownership. But back to Bricktown, you can feel the energy in this part of the city, and you can feel this is going to sound really generic and probably sappy, but you can feel the authenticity and of the people. They're really nice, and you know, super excited about their sports teams, especially the Thunder.
Yeah, you think about it, and this has always been a hotbed for college football especially, and then college basketball here with the OU Sooners just up the way in Norman was good. But always, you mean, you think back to, I mean, Bud Wilkinson and, you know, Barry Switzer, heck, even the Gary Gibbs days. I mean, the people love the Sooners, right? And they've been on the national spotlight as college football for so long. When a pro team came here from Seattle, it really just changed the focus of this part of the city.
Definitely. And I think it, you know, inspired or brought life to the downtown area of Oklahoma City. Ironically or sadly, one of the two, probably not ironically, but Steve Kerr and I lost to the University of Oklahoma in the Final Four in 1988. And you speak of the Sooners and the love for sports, obviously a great football school, but really good basketball teams back then too. But the Thunder now with once they moved here, and you know, obviously they had Kevin and Russell and James, and have managed to still be really, really, really strong, and I think they sell out every night, and it's got to be one of the loudest arenas in the league.
You look too at the American Banjo Museum as we step outside, and you know, I think banjo music, a lot of new bluegrass out there in the world. Steve Martin may be my favorite banjo artist, just given that he's really good at it, but he's also Steve Martin from the greatest movie ever, The Jerk, and other great movies as Steve Martin. But banjo for you, any banjo, Earl Scruggs, anything that you just say, like, because I'm gonna take you inside the Banjo Museum if you really don't have your own favorite banjo.
We're going in, but my dad and I had one of his best friends growing up, Uncle Jack, used to play the banjo at some of our family get-togethers. Nothing special, but you know, I have a love for the banjo. In fact, I'm guessing that you can probably play a little banjo.
No, I can't. Guitar, but the strings. I'm kind of confused. Like ukulele, it's a kind of a different thing, I believe. I sat with it once, and I was like, this is not sounding good.
I say we go in and check it out.
Banjo it up. Well, from the banjo to little Kenny Loggins out here as we're sitting by the Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame in the Jim Thorpe Museum. A lot of great athletes coming out of the state of Oklahoma over the years. You got Mickey Mantle, Johnny Bench from here in Oklahoma City, and the Oklahoma City Dodgers are part of the portfolio of Warriors owner Peter Guber's group that has some minor league baseball teams. You know, of course, he has the Los Angeles Dodgers as part of his ownership in sports, but the Oklahoma City Dodgers here with a beautiful ballpark here in Bricktown, really bringing people down here just like the Thunder do to the other arena on the other side. And as we stand here, Q, you see Flaming Lips Alley, and do you realize that so many of these streets have special people honored, like Mickey Mantle, Wanda Jackson, the Queen of Rockabilly, and Johnny Bench as well. But Flaming Lips Alley, kind of fun to see Wayne Coyne and the boys honored out here.
Pretty cool. In fact, now that you mention it, I don't think I've ever looked at a street name in Oklahoma City. I feel like I walk around this place a little aimlessly.
So I could maybe try to fool you on one of our walks and just say like that the Reno Street that the arena is on is named after French action film star Jean Reno, or like you're just not paying that much attention.
You could do that, or you could say meet me on the corner of Mickey Mantle and Flaming Lips, and I would have no idea where that was.
Well, it's right here at the ballpark. It's
right,
awesome.
It's right at the ballpark. Park in the tail end of Bricktown, so I do know now that streets in Oklahoma City are named after famous people or famous things, and you can always find something fun in Bricktown.
Yeah, no, this is tremendous, and baseball too being here a centerpiece of the fun. And you know, you think back, the Oklahoma City teams have been here. I guess the Texas Rangers farm club teams, the Oklahoma City 89ers, based on the 1889 land rush. So that's always been kind of their baseball experience here. The Women's College World Series for softball is here in Oklahoma City. Jenny Finch and the Wildcats doing so well in that tournament over the years. And then I just have to bring up just that this ballpark really is one of the finest of the minor league ballparks here with the Oklahoma City Dodgers, leading me to ask you. I know Steve was a Dodgers fan growing up, but in your hometown of Long Beach, was it Angels or Dodgers for you, or something totally different?
For me, it was Dodgers. The Angels, I kind of was a fan of both, but the Dodgers were a little more successful then. I wasn't a front runner, but I grew up, you know, watching the Dodgers and the Lakers and the Rams. The Rams were back in Los Angeles at that point before they left, and now they've returned. So I was a big baseball, big sports fan in general, and a big baseball fan. And I think we said this, but I think it's one of the cool things about Oklahoma City is they love their sports and at every level. So it's a really good place to have a minor league team or national championships and even a professional basketball team.
There's one more place we should go here on this tour, as the Spirit Squad is having some tryouts for who will be the Oklahoma City Dodgers Spirit Squad in this coming season of baseball that's, set to start here in just a couple of weeks when you think about it. Baseball starting a little bit earlier this year in the major leagues, and the minor leagues just right in line with it, but they're doing some tryouts for the national anthem, so we will head over to another special spot we'll tell you about in just a moment. And for the final stop of our trek as we blasted through Bricktown on our way over to the ballpark and now down by the Oklahoma River, where, just like the U.S. men's national team in basketball is getting ready for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, U.S. rowing is training here on these waters in Oklahoma City, the Oklahoma River, Q.
Pretty amazing spot. I mean, we got the U.S., you would never know it, the crew center here. And this is where all the Olympians, hopefuls come and try out. And then once they make the team, they work out. And I don't know the exact way you make the team, but obviously the Ivy League's big in crew, or maybe not obviously, but the Ivy League's had a history of being big in crew. In fact, the University of Washington in our neck of the woods and Cal Berkeley had some really good crew teams. And if you get down outside Emeryville, going north, there's a kind of a crew center along the inner bay, and I don't claim to want to know that much about crew or claim to know as much about crew, but I like coming down here to the river when we're in Oklahoma City because it makes me feel like I'm just by water and out of the city. And as you can see, there's some people training right now out on the river. It looks like that's an eight-hole crew maybe. Sometimes there's just singles and there's doubles and there's different classes of crew. But it's a pretty intense sport as far as its physical demands. I mean, you have to be strong upper body, lower body with your legs, and then you have to be able to be in sync with your teammates. So it's always intrigued me. I've never done it. But maybe one of these days you and I will jump out there and give it a shot.
Sounds great, and what a delightful way to end the tour here, evocative of our trip in Memphis down to the mighty Mississippi, being here on the Oklahoma River and seeing the future stars of crew and rowing today here in Oklahoma. Very, very nice. As always, we thank you so very much, Q, for taking the time and enjoying a little bit of what we do on the road away from the arenas. With Warriors assistant coach Bruce Frazier, I'm Lawrence Scott. This has been Walking with Q in OKC here on Warrior Sound.